Well, Mr. Crowther, I think we have all the details now.
Sure you can deliver on time?
Oh, yes, yes, don't worry about that. That's quite a big order for a firm our size. We're not exactly one of the giants of the plastics industry, you know. But we've never let a customer down yet. Delivery by the 12th of next month, I promise.
Good. Well, I'll be off then, Mr. Keating.
Do you have time for a quick one for the road, as they say?
Well, I'm meeting someone before dinner, but... all right. Just a small one, then.
Here we are.
Thank you.
Well, Mr. Crowther, this is the first order you've given us, but I sincerely hope it's not the last.
I like your samples, Keating. Good stuff. And that's what I'm looking for. Good stuff. So if this first delivery is up to scratch, you never know. You might get a really big one next time.
Good, good.
Could be the making of this firm of yours. You'll be able to expand fast. But don't forget, keep up the quality.
Ah, that's something we pride ourselves on. Ask any of our customers. Oh, by the way, do you mind telling me which one of them recommended us?
Oh, I forget his name.
Local firm?
Yeah, I believe it was, yes.
From the new trading estate, I expect.
That's it, yes. Well, look, I've got to be moving now. Thanks for the drink. It's nice drop of scotch, that. Oh, that reminds me, you like scotch, do you?
Well, yes, but...
How'd you like some at half price?
Half price?
Yes, the real stuff. Had a lot myself. You see, I meet all kinds of people while I'm travelling around. They offer me all kinds of things. And so long as there's no comeback on me, if you know what I mean, I don't ask questions. But it's up to you. Seeing as you've just collected a big order, I thought you might like a little celebration.
Not a bad idea, Mr. Crowther.
It's real scotch, remember? Half price. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll ring my contact tonight and get him to deliver a couple of cases before the weekend. How's that?
Fine. Thank you very much.
Oh, my pleasure. Well, now I must be off. Oh, I nearly forgot.
Yes?
About paying for this scotch, as it's sort of, well, under the counter, as you might say. This chap likes paying before delivery.
Oh, does he? In cash, I suppose.
Yeah, that's right. Two cases, £30. No invoices or anything. Keeps everything nice and quiet, see?
So you want me to give you £30 now?
Yeah.
Won't a check do?
Oh, sorry. Got to be cash.
I see. Well, I'll have to get my secretary to fetch it from accounts.
Oh, fine.
Oh, by the way, before I forget, you were telling me who recommended us to you. A local firm, you said.
I think so, yeah.
You don't happen to remember their names?
No, I'm sorry. I've got a terrible head for names. Anyway, it doesn't matter now. You've got your order.
It wouldn't be Bentham Accessories, by any chance?
I believe you're right, yes. Yes, that's them.
Really? In that case, the man you deal with was probably Cooper. John Cooper.
Yeah, that's him. Cooper.
But isn't his name George Cooper?
Is it? Well, I told you, I have a terrible head for names. But I remember speaking to him about you yesterday.
Yesterday?
Look here, I really haven't much time now, so if you wouldn't mind hurrying with that cash.
I'll get it right away.
Otherwise, I'll be late for my appointment.
I won't keep you long, Mr. Crowther. Sally.
Yes, Mr. Keating.
Quick as you can, ring George Cooper of Bentham's. Ask him if he's ever heard of a chap called Crowther, Albert Crowther. Then ask him to describe what he looks like, okay?
Yes, Mr. Keating.
And then stand by to ring the police.
Police?
Yes, not yet, though. Get Cooper first.
Yes, sir.
Sorry to keep you waiting.
Look, if it's going to take any time, let's cancel this whiskey business. I'll see you about it some other time. I really must get going.
No, I assure you it won't take a minute to get what I want. And you wouldn't want me to miss a bargain like this, would you?
Well, I...
Of course. Hello. Yes, Sally? And what did he say? Really? Is that so? Thank you, Sally. Now do that second thing I told you. That's it, right away. Well, well, well. That is interesting.
What is?
I just got my secretary to ring Mr. Cooper. You know, you spoke to him about me yesterday.
Oh, yes.
Well, the funny thing is, he's out of town on business, and what's more, he's been away all week.
Yeah. Well, I didn't say I spoke to him face to face. As a matter of fact, it was over the phone. Yes, that's it. I spoke to him over the phone, I remember now.
Really? You can't recall where he was at the time.
Does it matter?
It does to me, Mr. Crowther. Where was he speaking from?
Oh, I can't remember now. Southampton, I think.
Sunderland, actually, the opposite direction.
Well, I knew it was something beginning with S. I told you before, I've got a terrible
head for names. Yes, I know.
Now, look, I can't wait any longer. Look, forget this whiskey.
You don't think I'm as naive as all that, do you?
I beg your pardon.
Oh, come off it. You walk into a small firm you've never dealt with before, 200 miles away from your so-called factory. You place a £7,000 order saying you've been recommended by a man whose name and firm you can't remember, a man who's been away all week, yet you say you spoke to him yesterday.
Over the phone?
Mr. Crowther, I thought this whole deal was a bit unusual. But when you came up with that business about the half-price whiskey and then insisted on cash, well, that finished it.
I don't know what you're talking about, Keating, but be careful. I've placed a big order with you, remember, and it could be the making of this firm.
Don't bluster, Crowther, or whatever your name is. It's one of the oldest con tricks in the business. You butter me up first with a false order, then offer me whiskey at bargain prices. And when I give you the 30 quid, you'll walk out of here and I'll never see you or your order or your whiskey again.
You're making a big mistake, Keating.
Well, tell that to the police. This'll be them now. And don't try to get away. You won't get far. Yes, Keating here.
Oh, hello. It's George Cooper of Bentham's. I'm speaking from Sunderland. My secretary rang and said you've been on to her about a chap named Albert Crowther.
Yes, but it doesn't matter now. We've cleared that up. You see, this Crowther placed an order with us. On your recommendation, he says. And then offered me some whiskey at half price. Fascinating little story.
I don't understand.
No, I didn't think you would. But don't worry, I've got your friend safe in my office here.
Good. Well, then, could you tell him I'll be wanting two more cases of his whiskey next week? I'll pay cash first, as usual. Glad what? To hear he's given you an order. That could be the making of you, eh? Hello? Are you still there? Hello? What's happening? Keating, are you there? Keating? Keating?